Also in the news this week was the World Cup. On Tuesday, we saw Germany defeat Brazil by a crushing margin, 7-1. That game was devastating, of course, to Brazilian fans, but it did inspire writer Kevin Roos. Here he is with a reading recommendation, some poetry to numb the pain.
Anytime you're facing big failure is a good time to revisit that great 1888 baseball poem, Casey at the Bat. It's the classic story of dashed optimism, of an entire city putting its hopes on the result of one single heartbreaking at-bat. Here are the last stanzas. It's down to the wire. The Mudville team has two outs, two strikes, and they're hoping Casey will save them. I could read it to you, but it's more fun to listen to Vincent Price.
The sneer is gone from Casey's lips. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel vengeance his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there's no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
Even if Casey's story is familiar to you, what you may not know is that about 20 years after Ernest Thayer published the poem, a sports writer named Grantland Rice returned to the topic. His poem, Casey's Revenge, follows up on what happens to Casey after his fateful strikeout. In Rice's tale, the people of Mudville are still mad about the flop. Even the mayor calls him Strikeout Casey. But then Casey gets a second chance. Another crucial at-bat in the last inning against the same pitcher who struck him out the last time. It comes down to two strikes, and then a whack, a crack, and out through space the leather pellet flew. A blot against the distant sky, a speck against the blue. Yep, Casey hits a home run, and Mudville goes nuts. Sports fans are forgiving, even in places where sports mean everything to people. And as Brazil's players try to cheer themselves up over the next 4 years, they might want to make this line from Rice's poem their mantra. The lane is long, someone has said, that never turns again. And fate, though fickle, often gives another chance to men.
That was author Kevin Roos recommending the poems Casey at the Bat and Casey's Revenge by Ernest Thayer and Grantland Rice.